So, your career, where did it all begin? Where did it all start from?
My career really began as a little girl. Like most little girls, I persuaded my mom to let me go to dancing classes. Very much like the little girls who were in the show with us. I go to my local dancing class and did ballet, tap, modern, all those things, and dancing festivals. And that progressed through school into the school plays, and then into doing dance festivals and amateur shows. And then at 16, I left Lancashire and went down to London to drama college,
Wow.
which was awfully brave now thinking about
It
it,
would be,
as
yeah.
a 45-year-old and with a daughter of my own, thinking my parents left me by Euston Station. Well, not literally by Euston Station, in a youth hostel at Euston Station, with a duvet and some pots and pans. I was just 16.
Yeah, and you look at that now and you think,
Oh yeah,
yeah.
but I suppose London was slightly different then in those days
It
as it is
was.
tonight.
So your role in White Christmas, who is it you're, what's the character you're playing?
I play a character called Martha Watson, and I suppose it's the one character in the musical on stage that is very different from the film. In the film, she's the wife of the general, and she certainly isn't in this. She's his concierge. She looks after the hotel for him.
Oof.
She's sort of his right-hand man. And she's a fabulous character. I mean, I loved playing it last year, obviously, because I'm back this year. I had such a good Christmas last year with doing it. Because secretly, I've always wanted to be Ethel Merman. And I sort of get to be her a little bit in this because
Lovely.
it's very much that big, bold, brash character who has a fabulous, I have a lovely big number to do as well. So it's
Oh, I
good.
like it, I like it.
Yeah.
So how does that compare from when you were doing the likes of Cilla Battersby in Coronation Street? Is there any difference in any?
Well, I suppose in as much as yet again I'm playing a very sort of bold, brash character,
That's
maybe
very
it's
true, yes.
typecasting. Maybe I'm just always meant to play that. But very different in the respect, obviously, because there's singing and dancing involved as well. And the theatre is very different. Although Cilla on Corrie was, a little over the top and a sort of a panto love to hate character, this is pure theatre. Which is sort of where my roots are and what I
Yeah,
love. There's nothing
exactly.
like a live audience.
No, nothing like a live audience. And I was going to say, was there a favourite episode of Corrie for you?
Oh God, oh, I can't remember them all.
Because you got married to
Yes.
Les
Oh,
within.
people always say, yeah, the ones that people always say to me, oh, do you remember that time? It's always the bath scene
Yes.
when Schmeichel jumped in the jacuzzi bath that he put into the bathroom and we came through the floor into the living room. People always remember that one, and I suppose the wedding, because if you'd have said to me 10 years ago you're going to be in Corrie, I'd have gone yeah whatever. And then if you just said, and by the way, you're going to get married to Les Battersby, and you're going to be getting married, and Status Quo are going to come to your wedding, yeah, I'd say yeah whatever. I mean, it was a surreal moment going to work that day, and my mum came along with my godmother, and they were extras at the back of the reception, up on stage singing "Rocking All Over the World" with Status Quo. Fabulous.
And you probably relive that moment every time and you think, blimey.
Yeah, no. But for me, I suppose for me, from an acting point of view, although she was very in your face and over the top, I really loved it when they brought her right back down. Even, and I know it all went horribly wrong when she had skin cancer and she tried to do the fiddle, but those initial scenes where you actually felt sorry for her because she was genuinely ill, I really enjoyed doing those and bringing her right back down to nothing. And in a way, my leaving scenes, although it was very sad that I was leaving, there were fab scenes to do because it gave me a bit more scope as an actress to show different levels of her.
Would you ever go back?
Oh, never say never. I think if you ever said, no, I'm not, you'd be ridiculous. You're shooting yourself in the foot. I love playing her. I just felt I needed to move on and do some more stuff and get back to my roots with the theatre. But that's not to say, I'm very lucky that they didn't kill her off. She's sort of floating around somewhere. I think she's in South Africa at the moment.
She is, I
Yeah,
remember, yeah.
yeah, she
Because
popped
Chesney was
over
planning to go
there.
out and visit
He
and.
was, yeah. And she gets mentioned every now and
She does,
then.
yes.
And my family are still there. Fizz and Chesney are still there. So you never know. It might be nice to pop back for a couple of months and
Yeah,
see what's
exactly.
happening.
See
Cause
what's
some
happening.
trouble. Stir it up a bit and then
Yeah.
leave again.
You could burn the chippy down again.
She could.
Yeah.
Yeah,
With
well, no deep
the
frying the turkey this year. No.
No, that wouldn't be a good idea. So the theatre is on this White Christmas is on 29th of
Yeah, we
November.
open 29th of November and right through to January 4th. 8 shows a week, so a couple of matinees a week. And I can't stress how happy I am to be here doing it again. And how it's just such a happy, wonderful seasonal show. It has everything for everything, from kids right through to grandparents. The whole family can enjoy it. We've got fabulous dancers. who do wonderful Irving Berlin numbers. And it's just a really lovely show.
It looks
spectacular. It really is.
Well, we're really looking forward to it.